Another group headed to the demonstration in Washington, D.C. is the British band Chumbawamba, who are probably best known for their 1997 release, Tub Thumper. They have written a new anti-war song called Jacob's Ladder.
Like the Sermon on the Mountain, says the dumber got dumb. Hellfire and brimstone, swap for oil and guns. When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of the Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
This is Jacob's ladder. A four-line poem by the British poet Andrew Motion. And they asked him to write a poem about Iraq, about the forthcoming war with Iraq, and this is what he came up with. They read good books and quote but never learn a language other than the scream of rocket burn. Our straighter talk is drowned but ironclad. Elections, money, empire, oil and dad.
A million lifetimes left dying in the sun. And on the streets down in London, the dogs picking at the bones. 9/11 got branded, 9/11 got sold. And there'll be no one left to water all the seeds you sowed. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
Puppet of leader, sooner or later we'll dig up the sailor, try for murder.
Jacob's ladder.
Puppy dog leader, sooner or later we'll dig up the sailor, try for murder.
And they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain.
Alice Nutter, Neil Ferguson, Lou Watts, and Boff are members of the band. They were at our studios in New York on Friday, and we asked them why they decided to perform in the United States after 4 years.
We'd been to the London anti-war rally at the end of last year, and the fact that there were 400,000 people gathered filled you full of hope, because you actually thought, look, it's possible, you know, you can actually make a change on this. And so when we got invited to Washington, we were really pleased.
Mm-hmm. This new song, Jacob's Ladder, Not in My Name, how does it relay those feelings?
It's basically based around the idea that we're aware that people think that Tony Blair and the British people are just toying George W. Bush's line, which isn't really the case. And there's a lot of people who are saying, we don't want this war in my name.
We should explain, you are Boff, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Alice Nutter answered the question.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay. Puppy dog leader, that's Tony Blair?
Yeah, that's Tony Blair.
You don't really want to try him for murder, do you?
Well, it depends whether or not they start a war against Iraq. I mean, that's the problem, really, isn't it? That you don't think about it in terms of human life. It's all, you know, the language is all preemptive strike and friendly fire and human collateral. And it's never really about life and death, which is what it really is. And so, yeah, I mean, it is murder. I mean, it's strong language, but it's true. It is. People who are innocent will die.
Alice Nutter, Boff, Lou Watts, and Neil Ferguson, all members of the band Chumbawamba. They've written Jacob's Ladder, Not in My Name, and they will perform it this weekend in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Louis Jones Jr. is scheduled to die in a federal prison on March 18th. For raping and murdering a young Army recruit in 1995. There is no doubt that Mr. Jones committed the crime, but he's seeking clemency from the President of the United States. Mr. Jones is a decorated war veteran. He contends that he kidnapped Private Tracy Joy McBride from a military base in Texas and murdered her because his brain had been damaged from chemical exposure he suffered while serving as a soldier during the Gulf War. Mr. Jones' lawyers cited his brain damage in his original trial, but they could not explain its cause or link it to the crime. Since then, a medical expert at the University of Texas has argued that brain damage, such as Mr. Jones', could have been caused by the most severe form of the cluster of ailments known as Gulf War Syndrome. Timothy Floyd teaches law at Texas Tech University. He's Lewis Jones' attorney, and he joins us from member station KOHM in Lubbock, Texas. Mr. Floyd, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And so I don't have to tell you, in arguing for the death penalty, prosecutors pointed out that the murder involved premeditation, and that Mr. Jones went to considerable lengths to cover it up. Now, does that in any way, in your mind, undercut the argument of organic mental damage?
No, in fact, what happened on that night back in 1995 is entirely consistent with what we now know about the damage to Mr. Jones' brain. Exposures during the Gulf War have caused a very identifiable syndrome, a cluster of symptoms having to do primarily with damage to the brain, the deep brain structures, the basal ganglia portion down at the bottom of the brain. In fact, the jury specifically refused to find that Mr. Jones had premeditated or engaged in any substantial planning before he did commit this crime.
Well, kidnapping is not premeditated action leading to murder?
What Mr. Jones
did I mean, the murder is impossible without the kidnapping.
Certainly that's true. Mr. Jones went on the base, though, looking for his then ex-wife, and unfortunately, really tragically, instead of encountering his wife, who was a sergeant on active duty there at the base, he ran across Private McBride. And at that point, it was really a spur-of-the-moment decision. He did not know her. They were strangers to each other, and he did kidnap her. He killed her later that night, and we don't dispute that in the sense that Mr. Jones is not making any excuses for his crime. Remember, what we're asking for is clemency. Mercy from the president to spare his life and sentence him to prison for the rest of his life. And the reason is that after serving 22 years in the United States Army, serving his country honorably in the Grenada War and then also again in the Gulf War, he came home damaged in his brain because of exposures while serving his country. We think those are powerful mitigating facts that were not known to the jury that decided on the sentence back in 1995.
You're filing a petition before a president of the United States who has so far, I believe, not decided to intervene with any capital sentence that I know about.
If any case is one that's ought to be there for executive clemency, it's for someone like Lewis Jones, who has served his country honorably and courageously for a long time, that the horrible and tragic murder that he did commit was something that was entirely an aberration for him. It was not the kind of He's not somebody with a long criminal record. In fact, he had no criminal record whatsoever. So for all those reasons, we think it is precisely the kind of case that the framers of the Constitution had in mind in granting that kind of authority in the president to spare somebody's life.
You know, I'm sure that the kind of argument you're making, Mr. Floyd, concerns some people who just are suspicious of what amounts to chemical defenses, that criminal defendants will say, well, it wasn't me, it was my body chemistry.
Right. Well, and we're really not offering this as a defense, just as an explanation.
Mitigation of sentence.
Very much mitigation of sentence. But in addition here, what the damage that Mr. Jones suffered is clearly organic brain damage. We're not talking about some sort of psychological illness or something that's really in dispute. The damage to his brain in the deep brain regions was really uncovered and confirmed by an MRI that was done by a government expert at the time of trial. We don't think this is the kind of case that would serve as much of a precedent for any other, because we insist that this case is unlike any other. It's Mr. Jones is not like any other capital defendant I've ever been aware of in terms of the kind of life he led up until the time of commission of the crime.
Mr. Floyd, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tim Floyd is the lawyer representing decorated war veteran and convicted murderer Lewis Jones, Jr. Mr. Floyd teaches law at Texas Tech University and spoke with us from KOHM in Lubbock. Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.